Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. I am very excited about today's show. My guest is the author of a book, 16 Fascinating COVID-19 and Spanish Flu Mysteries Solved. And to make it even more interesting, the book has been banned by Amazon. So stay tuned and find out why. It's unfortunately kind of becoming a pattern that is reflected in some of the blogs and newsletters that I send out. Like the one this week was about news that does make sense, and how we have a problem because when the fact checkers do their checking, what are they checking it against? It's whatever they have decided is fact. Who are the sources that they trust? Well, you and I might well trust some other sources more. And this week's blog covers a whole lot of really useful and interesting things. The newsletter has a really cute cartoon and a link to what I think is a cure for a lot of the sadness that comes with this situation. And that's a video about happy dogs. Cheers me up anyway. I want to make a note that the last 2 weeks when I did the COVID-19 summary and kind of a recap, I've turned that into a library page so that you can send it to people who want kind of information about the broad spectrum of questions involved. And you just go to hbnshow.com and then on the menu, click library, and it's in the section called Immune and Cancer. There's just a whole reference page now, and I will be keeping that up to date as new information becomes available. So that's kind of a go-to place to find out what's going on. And maybe we can help spread more information like what you're going to get on the show today about how we can help people stay healthy, and if they do happen to contract the virus, how they can either not have any symptoms or at least get over it quickly and avoid the hospitalization and the ventilators and all the drama that comes after that. And I just wish there was more in the news about staying healthy. It's all about the medical approach to what happens if you get sick, and the talk about vaccines, which, just as a reminder, the vaccines only work if your immune system is working. What the vaccines do is alert your immune system to do something. If your immune system is off duty, you aren't going to get the results anyway. So we all need to pay attention to supporting the health of our immune system. And we try to do that every which way here on Healthy by Nature. We appreciate you tuning in and telling your friends and family and neighbors. We'll be right back with my guest, Jeff Bowles.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
In these challenging times, what can you do to improve your odds of staying healthy? Build a stronger, more effective immune system by increasing your immune white blood cell count. Drinking Lily of the Desert's aloe juice daily has been clinically proven to assist in increasing white blood cell count by 16%. Immune function will also benefit from Lily's proven 11% reduction in cellular toxins that inhibit cell function. Lily of the Desert aloe products are also clinically proven to encourage increased nutrient absorption. For example, 200 times more vitamin C gets into the bloodstream than when taken with water. So, it's smart to take your supplements with Lily of the Desert aloe vera. Lily has a safety study and expert panel GRAS certification verifying their products are safe to use daily. No other aloe has that. Going above and beyond, Lily of the Desert enriches their products with AloSorb, a concentrate of aloe's important high molecular weight polysaccharides. Buy your Lily aloe in most health food stores.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
Welcome back. I think you are really going to enjoy today's show because it's, first of all, a very interesting topic. Secondly, you're going to be able to get my guest book for free. I will tell you how. And his personal story is a show unto itself. I want to welcome Jeff T. Bowles. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it's morning for me. Yes. I'm a late sleeper.
It's nice to have you on the show. And the more I read about your bio, the more I decided I really wanted to dig into that part because it's something that will resonate with our listeners. We're getting used to having important stories at least ignored and too often squelched or censored. And before we get into kind of what brought you to this point, tell us what was going on with Amazon and your newest book.
Oh, I'd spent about 2 or 3 months heading a Facebook group called End the COVID 19 Lockdown Now, and I kept coming up with different posts and kept researching like what's behind this epidemic, and little by little I figured out how to basically stop the epidemic and what was behind everything, and so I wrote a book about it and I had Amazon publish it. It was called 16 Fascinating COVID-19 and Spanish Flu Mysteries Solved, How to Stop This and Prevent the Next Pandemic. And at first they rejected it, and they said, oh, it doesn't meet our guidelines. And they wouldn't explain anything else. I looked at their guidelines. It was like, we don't publish snuff stories or like incest or all these horrible things. And I said, well, how is this, you know, it doesn't say anything about health issues. And so they wouldn't tell me anything more, and they rejected it. So then I changed it a little bit, and I was able to sneak it in on a weekend. And I think I got to a different reviewer, maybe somewhere in India, and he just said he let it go through. That's probably by mistake. He didn't get the memo. And so it was up for about 2 weeks as an ebook, and it got 13 reviews, all 5 stars, and it's getting ready to take off as a hit book. And so I thought, oh, I'll upload the paperback version. So I did that, and then I guess I went to one of the normal reviewers, and they said, oh, no, we can't, just, it doesn't meet our guidelines. And then and I wrote to, like, Jeff Bezos' office, and I said, like, you're allowing the ebook up, but you won't allow the paperback to be published. What's going on with this? And that's when they banned the paperback or the ebook. So that was taken off, and just I haven't been able to get it back up ever since. So I've been giving it away free, which I don't mind because it is important information that everybody needs.
Oh, well, I could guess without knowing more that you weren't doing a good job of selling drugs, pharmaceuticals. And
oh, absolutely not.
That puts you on the wrong side of things.
I've written other books before where if people followed the advice in one of the books, it would basically wipe out 90% of the pharmaceutical industry and modern medicine for the most part. It sounds like a bold claim, but once you read the book, you'll understand how it's true.
Usually I start by giving the credentials of my guests, and often they are head of nutrition at Harvard or the like. But I have come to find out that the initials after their name don't mean nearly as much as we've been taught that they do. One of our favorite guests, I think, is a kindred spirit of yours, and that's Bill Sardi. He's the one.
Oh, yeah, I know him. He liked my book a lot.
He's the one that actually tipped me off to look into this.
Yeah, I heard his last interview with you. He's kind of a little bit on the right wing, which is kind of where most of us independent researchers lean. Like Ward Dean is like that, too. I don't know if you've ever come across Ward Dean.
Yes, actually, is he not the TV host?
Ward Dean's like the smart drug doctor, but he ended up in jail for 7 years for joining like a tax protest group. But I'm not that far out there. So,
well, we try to stay away from politics, but politics staying away from us, as it turns out, because it's getting harder and harder to get out the message of how to take care of ourselves and not become one of the statistics, at least the bad statistics. You're obviously a smart guy. You got an MBA from the most prestigious business school at the time, and
Northwestern, it's crazy. I went to business school, and the next year it was like ranked 10th or something when I got in, and then when I got out it was ranked number one. So that was a nice bonus.
You come from a family that's in medicine, a family of doctors, and I guess that was calling to you some because you went back to school for biology.
I made money in real estate, and by the time I was 29, I said, you know, I've just got this calling. I've got to go back and study science. And I went back to undergrad at age 29, pretty wealthy at the time. It was kind of a weird career choice.
As I was reading through the bio, which is on your website, and I have a link to it in the description of the archive of today's show, and people can go and read the whole thing. It's fascinating. But I was put in the mind of Jonathan Wright, who I'm sure you know. He's a medical doctor in Tahoma Clinic in the state of Washington. He published the JAMA clone. It was called the Journal of the American Quack Association. And he dug into the research and went back to the original research on things and looked at the whole picture and came to different conclusions than you might get if you only looked at the most recent study. And you did a lot of that. In fact, you published your first science journal article back in 1998. And tell us a little bit about that, because that's most unusual.
So when I was 28, 29, I just decided, you know what, I can do anything. So I'm going to go back to school and get my biochem degree, and I'm going to find a cure for aging. So it's kind of quite a quixotic quest, and it sounds like it, but I always put my nose to the grindstone. So I was taking one class per semester just so I learned everything really well, and all the pre-meds hated me because I always set the curve. I did that at UIC, University of Illinois at Chicago. And their classes are just as good as Northwestern's or Champaign, University of Illinois at Champaign, but they just don't get the credit. And so before long, I was almost going to get my biochem degree after 4 or 5 years, 6 years. I just got so bored learning these chemical cycles in biochem too. And I said, that's it. I just dropped out. I said, I don't need the degree. And I said, and then I spent the next 10 years in the Northwestern medical school library. So I was an alumni of Northwestern, so I could go there. I just spent like 7 days a week, 10 hours a day, maybe 12. And I was like on a mad quest to find a cure for aging. I'm reading all these articles. I'm getting all these old things out of the basement and just searching.
And that was before you had the internet to make things a little easier. You actually
We had the internet, but it was pretty much localized there. They had PubMed there at Northwestern, and you could print studies out for free. So that's why I spent a lot of time there. And then I could read the journal articles. So I did have the internet, but it was a little more primitive at the time. And that's why I was hanging out at the med school. And then like 10 years into it, I'm looking at these two different aging diseases, one of progeria and then one of Werner's syndrome. That progeria hits those kids and turns them into like grandparents by age 12. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Yeah, and then Werner's syndrome kicks in at the age of puberty. And then by the time someone's like 40 or 50 years old, they look like they're 80. And then I compared the two, little DNA issues between the two diseases, and my light bulb went off. I've got it! I figured it out, that aging was programmed, and that it was programmed by the methylation of your DNA, this little carbon, CH3 is a methyl group, and they're like little bumps that sit on top of your DNA. And as you get older, those bumps come off, and then certain like bad proteins are expressed and put out in your blood, and that actually causes you to age. And this was completely opposite to mainstream medical theory or evolutionary theory.
Hold that thought. We're out of time for this segment. We'll pick up at that point when we come back. You were talking about things that affect our genes. We talked about epigenetics last week, so maybe this won't be a totally new idea to folks when we come back with Jeff T. Bowles.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanas Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanas Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanas Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from hbnshow.com or call 817-481-6342.
Most people have no idea if they are burdened with harmful toxic heavy metals or if they have adequate levels of important nutritional minerals. The non-invasive Oligo Scan Test can answer both of those questions. You'll also want to know how to get your minerals in balance and how to detoxify those worrisome heavy metals. The Thermography Center of Dallas wants to give you those answers and help you get moving in the right direction. Book an appointment at thermographycenter.com or call 214-352-8758. The test portion takes only about 5 minutes. Then you'll visit with a skilled practitioner to go over the results and receive a detailed protocol, one created just for you. This potentially life-altering combination is valued at $310. But if you mention this show, you pay only $200 to receive an oligoscan test, a consultation, and an individualized plan. Book an appointment at thermographycenter.com today or call 214-352-8758. That's 214-352-8758.
Dr. Hira's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
My guest is Jeff Bowles. His wonderful 262-page book is entitled 16 Fascinating COVID-19 and Spanish Flu Mystery Solved. It's a book that at least Amazon doesn't want you to read. I do, and so we're going to make that very, very easy here shortly, and we'll get back to that. But so you were digging into getting a theory of aging that put together what was actually in the research. And I think it's so interesting. You were not buried in the dogma from having stayed in school too long. You could actually look at the big picture, do some creative thinking, and follow the breadcrumbs.
Right. I was a set of fresh eyes, and I didn't even know the theories of the evolutionary theories of the day about aging. I had no idea that everyone thought it was just accidental damage, or like you just accidentally fall apart. I always thought it was programmed because, you know, I always saw my dog would get older before me when I was little. I said, oh, that's got to be programmed. I just assumed it was programmed. And then, so I was going through all that info in the last segment. I was comparing those two diseases and a light bulb went off. And I figured out that aging is controlled by epigenetics or DNA methylation. I was the first person ever to propose that idea in my 1998 paper. I didn't know the name of, I didn't know it was called epigenetics at the time. That was a very, isolated word that wasn't used much back then. So my paper just talks all about DNA methylation being related to aging and controlling aging. And that was just one of six aging systems. There's other aging systems. But and then the next person to come out and say that, oh, epigenetics controls aging was some guy in 2010 from Stanford named Thomas Rando. And he didn't credit me for being the originator of the idea. I guess if when you search epigenetics, my paper doesn't pop up. And I told them to try and put epigenetics in there, and they said, oh, no, we can't do it. That's too long ago. Mm. So just because I didn't know the word. But that was I was the first person to ever come up with that idea.
Well, and the medical journal that published it, kudos to them for looking past the fact that you didn't have the same credentials as most of the contributors did.
When you submit a paper, my paper was seven times longer than their limit, and they asked for university affiliation and credentials, and I just wrote MBA Northwestern and university affiliation none. So I'm sending them this big medical theory evolution of aging paper, and they accepted it for publication, and they said it was extremely exciting and of major importance, and they accelerated its publication, jumped it in front of a bunch of other scientists. And well, it actually turned out public on.
No, I was going to say the editorial board were no slackers either. They had five Nobel Prizes among them, and
yeah,
they could see an idea.
Yeah, over the years, this journal's had, at least back by 1998, they've had four or five Nobel Prize winners. So they don't care about credentials. They know it. They just care about the argument. One of them was Linus Pauling. Then there's Sir Karl Popper and Sir James Black, all these people knighted by the Queen. So,
recognize that, as you say, this was important information, and that was back before what we now have had documented, that too many of these editorial boards are in the pocket of the pharmaceutical industry. So unless what you're proposing is going to generate a new drug, which I guess ultimately it did lead to one, but it wasn't a short enough path for the drug companies back then. These days, it's just hard to get anything published.
Right, yeah. I basically predicted that if you suppress luteinizing hormone, it should be a good treatment for Alzheimer's. And I don't have time to go into why. And they did a study, some company did a study. Actually, the editor of that journal leaked the idea out of my paper in preprint to a friend of his, and then they went out and got a patent on my idea. I figured it all out. And they started a company that raised $50 million, and they actually were using a luteinizing hormone-suppressing chemical called Lupron in women to treat Alzheimer's, and it worked. But it didn't work in men, so the company was abandoned. But I know why it didn't work in men, but they should have asked me instead of trying to steal my idea.
Well, as you say, your reward is in heaven, apparently.
Yeah.
You also made a kind of a challenge for yourself, saying that given 30 days and unlimited access to the science, that you could solve almost any disease. And someone said, well, how about ALS, which is generally regarded as incurable?
I know, that's a crazy boast, right? So I said, you know what, I better see if I can do it. So it was this woman named, I think her name was Diane, and she had ALS. She got it like at age 60 or so. So I decided the way to do it is you just type in ALS in PubMed. That's got all the science studies going back to 1967. And you just cruise through, you read the abstract of each one of those studies. I mean, you know, you can go through maybe 100 or 200 in a day. And I cranked it up, and there was about, I think there was about 11,000 of them. And so I just started going, I went back to the beginning and started reading every abstract about ALS. It's basically like trying to do a big jigsaw puzzle. So you like some pieces, wow, that's weird. A few of them stand out. There's a lot of repetition. I used to do jigsaw puzzles when I was a kid. And, you know, you put the straight edges on one pile and different colors in the other.
Right.
And so you just work this whole thing like a puzzle. So I keep going through all the abstracts. I saw one that said, well, it's a disease that affects men in a 4-to-1 ratio compared to women. And except at the age of menopause, or at the age of 50 or 60, the ratio goes to 1-to-1. And I read that once. I said, oh, okay, interesting. I'll put that puzzle piece. It didn't set me. I knew it was important, but I didn't know why. And then I saw it again. I think by the time I was gone through about 7,000 of those abstracts, I saw it again. I go, oh, my God, I know why. It's when menopause, at the age of menopause, by the time women are 60, their progesterone goes even lower than estrogen, almost down to zero. And progesterone is like the most the most protective substance on earth for nerves. So I'm thinking, that's why the women start getting ALS at the same rate of men when they're 60, because men go through their lives with very low progesterone, and women have high progesterone, so they're protected until menopause. And so I thought, yeah, you know what? It's got to be the progesterone. And then so I just put that out. Oh, I published a book called The ALS Puzzle Solved with a question mark. And I kind of went through all the emails with the lady with ALS. She never did take my advice to take progesterone. She went out for stem cells, or she was always on going to the next thing. That, I don't know. Any doctor in a white coat seemed more credible than me.
Well, one of the things you discovered was that ALS is seen more often in athletes. Could that be because of the testosterone depressing progesterone?
It could be like, I think it could be more like more damage to their nerves over the years, you know, just using your nerves in such a strenuous fashion.
And concussions and so on.
Yeah, so.
All right, well,
we're getting cut off. Oh, they finally, a Korean group finally discovered that progesterone works in rats to reverse ALS.
Well, good for you. And when we come back, we're going to turn all that brain power onto the COVID-19 and the Spanish flu epidemic that was in the early part of the 19th century that we'll hear about when we come back.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin.
People say they feel great after a B12 shot. Vitamin B12 is crucial for making energy, red blood cells, DNA, and supporting both mood and balance. Unfortunately, nearly a third of older adults are deficient, as are vegetarians and those using antacids for heartburn. In fact, most of us might benefit from getting more B12 than is in our multivitamins. Vitamin B12 teams up with vitamins B9 and B6 to create melatonin and the happy hormone serotonin. This 12-9-6 trio also helps metabolize homocysteine to support both heart and brain health. All three vitamins are absorbed and used much better in their natural active forms. For example, vitamin B6 as pyridoxal 5-phosphate and vitamin B12 as methyl B12. Vitamin B9 is safer and more useful as methylfolate than in the cheaper synthetic form, folic acid. What could be more convenient than Jarrow's lozenges? Ask for Jarrow's methyl B12 and methylfolate lozenges in lemon or higher potency cherry flavor at natural food stores nationwide.
I'm Marty Wittekin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
My guest, Jeff Bowles, has distributed something on the order of 500,000 books worldwide. We're going to dig in now to his latest one that's being, at least at this point, censored by Amazon. It's called 16 Fascinating COVID-19 and Spanish Flu Mysteries Solved. And I think when I said the Spanish flu was 19th century, I get my centuries confused sometimes. I think it was early 20th century, right? It was in the...
I didn't figure that out until I was older.
Early 1900s.
Yeah.
So let's go through some of the mysteries, and you can just tell us what's peculiar about the facts surrounding San Marino, this little tiny country that's totally surrounded by Italy. Why does it have the highest rate of cases and deaths from COVID-19?
I can't tell you why yet, because we're going to let the listeners try to figure it out, but we'll tell you at the end of the show. Is that the plan?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I just started You can go to a website that's worldmeters.info, and then they got all the up-to-date info about COVID-19 cases and stuff. And there's one, so you get a big chart of all the countries and, like, how many deaths and cases and this and that. And if you click on the header of deaths per million, you can it automatically sort the list of all the countries, like who's got the highest deaths per million. And at the time that I did it, most countries had a lot of COVID-19. Their deaths per million were like maybe 300, 400, something like that. And then all of a sudden, there's a little tiny country in Italy that's, I think, about 30,000 people. And their deaths per million was like 1,300. I'm like, what? And so I started studying San Marino. What is going on here? And I discovered it's like a landlocked country around Italy. And it probably still exists because it's all within mountains. So, like, you know, Switzerland's never been invaded because there's got the mountain protection. Somehow San Marino stayed independent of Italy because it's an entirely mountainous community, and all these people live on hillsides, you know, and they also have an elderly population. I think it's one of the highest density populations of people in the world. So if you look at it from our CDC health officials' point of view, they said, oh, it's simple. The reason they have such a high death rate is because they're not getting that much sun, and that's not killing off the virus, because it was proven that the UV light does kill off the virus. And also they're so densely populated that it can spread very easily, and they have an old population, and you know, we all know that old people are susceptible to this virus. So I don't think that's the story, but
well, again,
that's for you to figure out.
You're picking out these puzzle pieces and putting them in piles of like things until a pattern emerges.
Right. And now, my favorite one is the next mystery of the little village of Igakik. I think that's how it's pronounced, Alaska. And it's on the Bristol Bay, which is the west side of Alaska, right on the Pacific Ocean, right at the mouth of a river called the Igakik River. And, back in the 1918, the Spanish flu finally hit Alaska, and it just devastated most people, like more than any other place in the world. It was killing like 90% of the people in some villages, and there were like lots of orphaned children. And so, but the people in the village of Igakik, not a single one of them got sick, and they didn't even know about the virus until a little boat floated down the river with three dirty children, Inuit children, sitting on top of two dead men in a boat, and their boat washed up on shore. And so the people of the town of, it was only about 120 people of Igakik, and they worked at a canning company right there, but they were right there at the water's edge. They went to the village up there, and they, where the kids came from, it was a grisly sight that just everybody was like dead. And they were talking about people just dropping dead in their tracks. And dogs were eating the bodies. And the kids were saying, so the kids were somewhat protected for some reason. So there are all these orphans left in the Spanish flu, but nobody got sick in the village of Igakik, and nobody knows why. But I haven't, that gave me the idea of the living near the water effect. Somehow this is like what Anthony Fauci would say. Well, maybe by the water, it's humid, more humid, it suppresses the virus. Maybe they worked at a canning company, so they're cleaning themselves more often, and no one knows why they got sick. So that's That's up to you to figure it out.
Well, it's a pattern that we see. They can take any factor and somehow wedge it into their preconceived notions of how things are rather than looking at the facts to see if they have something to tell us. And what you're doing is
right.
Really,
they have all sorts of backflips and flip-flops trying to explain it. But I've got like 16 of these mysteries in the book, and I don't know how much time we have for any more of them. I can tell you the most interesting ones.
Yeah, well, go ahead. These don't have to be in order. Give us another one.
Here's one. So the it turns out that I found out that lower altitude mountains, like, oh, there's a village in, or there's a town in Italy called Ferrara, and that sits on a plain, the only plain in Italy. And the rest of Italy is a group of, basically situated on a bunch of north-south mountain ranges about 2,000 feet tall. So everyone's getting sick in Italy. I mean, they got really hit hard by the virus. But they call this the miracle town of Ferrara. They thought maybe they were protected somehow, had some kind of genetic mutation, because nobody was getting sick in Ferrara. But they were out on an open plain, and most of the other people live, like, in or near these mountains. So the way I could explain it from Dr. Fauci's point of view is, oh, obviously the town of Ferrara is getting more sun, so it's killing off the virus. So nobody's getting sick. There's, I mean, it's a town of 120,000, I think. And, you know, the Italians are saying, oh, maybe this is genetically, they got genetic differences in Ferrara. But Fauci might say, oh, no, the sun's killing off the virus. If they're in the mountains, the virus can survive because there's less sun. Something like that. And well, then...
Yeah, there's that music again. That's our clue that we're coming up on a commercial. You have some other interesting ones in here that why do most people infected with COVID-19 never have symptoms? There's the mystery of Fletcher, Vermont, a small town that paid no attention to the Spanish flu in 1918 and nobody got sick. Why is the death rate so much less in Germany than it is in Italy, and so on? We'll clear up these mysteries. Hopefully you have figured this out for yourself, but, and when you read the book, you can kind of save the answers to the end. We'll be right back with Jeff Bowles. Stay with us. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin. If you are bothered by heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, this heads up may be a lifesaver. Millions think an acid-blocking drug has fixed their problem. Unfortunately, those medicines shut down digestion, and if taken for more than a few weeks, can lead to dementia, hip fracture, heart attack, kidney disease, and so on. Please learn how to fix the root cause of the problem so that you can avoid those dangerous pills. I'm Marty Whittakin, certified clinical nutritionist. In my book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers, I explain that there are safe solutions to stomach pain that work with your body to improve digestion and heal damaged tissues. I made the book easy to read, but it is so well documented in science that you can share it with your doctor. Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers is available in some libraries and bookstores. Look for a direct link to Amazon on the shop page of hbnshow.com. I'm your host, Marty Whittakin. As a certified clinical nutritionist, I believe the most expensive supplement you can buy is one that doesn't work. When nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted a multivitamin that reflected the latest science, he had to create one. Bill aimed to improve his health with the most advanced dosages and better absorbed forms of vitamin C, D, E, B vitamins, zinc, and selenium. Those forms are not provided in ordinary multivitamins. Luckily, Mr. Sardi made Molecular Multi available to all of us. It's so very complete that most people can cut several bottles from their program and actually save money. I get one bottle free when I buy three, and so can you. If your budget needs even more help, I am pretty sure that half a dose of Molecular Multi will provide health benefits superior to a full dose of any other product. Visit the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or go to lifespannutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
Would you like to increase your energy level, think more clearly, get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest, or to ask about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance, strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
Jeff Bezos did not want Amazon's reluctance. They seem to, as is the case with some of the social media, if it isn't exactly what the World Health Organization is saying, then it can't be right. He didn't want their attitude to keep this information from people, and he's making the book available. He sent it to me so that I could put a link to it. You can download it directly from hbnshow.com. On the menu, select Listen, and in the archives, today's date, and there is a link. You click on that link, and the book will come up, and then you just look at the options across the top, and you can download it onto your computer. It's called 16 Fascinating COVID-19 and Spanish Flu Mysteries Solved. So we've kept people in suspense here long enough. Tell us what the common denominator was that you found in all of these interesting cases.
Oh, yeah. It's very simple. It turns out when you get enough sun and on your skin every day, you have a higher level of vitamin D3 in your skin or in your body and in the population. So populations that live in mountains, the sun is blocking the mountains are blocking the sun. You know, it's just a little bit each day is all it takes for a population to have a critically low vitamin D3 level. And then when the virus hits people with low vitamin D3 levels, those are the ones that die or get sick. In fact, there's one study, the guy at a hospital, I looked at like 400 or 500 admissions. Not a single person had a vitamin D level of, was admitted that had a vitamin D level over 40 nanograms per milliliter. So, and there's another study that shows the severity of the symptoms is all related to vitamin D levels. And vitamin D3 is actually, it's not a vitamin, it's a hormone that your skin makes when the sun shines on it. It has to be strong sun in the summer or spring. And that loads your body up, and the D3 sticks around in your body for months. So if you've got enough D3 in your system, you basically don't even have to worry about the virus. So I was always telling people to take 10 or 20,000 units a day of vitamin D3, and you can. If the pandemic never would have happened if everyone followed that advice, I don't think anyone would have gotten sick. Definitely, almost nobody would die.
Well, there is no money in vitamin D, and if people didn't get sick, then they couldn't get us all scared into taking the vaccine. So I think there's a method to their madness.
All right. So the book I wrote before this one was The Miraculous Cure for and Prevention of All Diseases, What Doctors Never Learned. And that was a charitable title because I was almost going to call it like How to Take Back Your Health from the Medical Mafia. It's more like a conspiracy of sorts that they've been hostile to vitamin D3 and especially higher doses since it was discovered in the 1920s. They In fact, they were building so many hospitals in the 1920s, they were turning into a profit-making industry. And all of a sudden, that was when the vitamin D3 craze, D craze hit. They were putting in hot dogs, beer, anything. And people were taking 25 milligrams a day, and the hospitals went empty. And I think they panicked, and they renamed 25 milligrams of vitamin D. They called that 1 million international units to scare you. And then they said, don't take more than 400 a day. It's dangerous. But that's just enough for kids to not get rickets. That's where your bones are warped. That's not nearly enough for normal health. I mean, if you sit in the summer sun for a half hour, your skin will make like 20,000, an adult's skin will make 20,000 units a day, just half hour of sunbathing. So doctors have been scaring us away from D3 because it's bad for business.
Well, and they've scared us away from sunshine too, but that's a whole other.
Oh, right, chapter. And the sunscreen. Oh, and they scared us away from sun lamps. That was making people healthy back in the 30s and 40s. They called it health lamps, and they had babies underneath it, and they later convinced everyone those are quack medical devices, but they actually worked because they made vitamin D in your skin just like the sun.
Here, number five on your list, this is kind of a puzzle to me because, as we've learned on this show, people with dark skin have more trouble keeping their blood levels of vitamin D up because the melanin in the skin acts as a sunscreen. And so number five is, why do blacks and whites die at the same rate in Florida?
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Yeah, so in the prior chapter, I just said, well, it takes like five times more sun exposure for a black person to make the same amount of vitamin D3 as a white person. So once they get up north here, it's kind of like they're on Mount Everest without an oxygen mask. And we're like the surface. Well, the bottom line is that if they get further enough south, like close to the tropical latitudes, then their skin will make enough vitamin D3. So Key West is right around the Tropic of Cancer.
And so even though they do have dark skin, there's so much more sunlight that it compensates, apparently.
Yeah, it's stronger sun down there. So it was just strong enough to get them over the critical threshold.
Wonderful. Well, when we come back, I'll repeat how you get the book and life-saving
We can tell them about my website if they want to get a bunch more information.
Yes. I have a link in the same place to your website. So stay with us, folks. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin, and we're talking about solving the mystery of COVID-19.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those in turn help oxygenate and energize the body's cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years. long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the HBNShow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
Now we can do as most animals do, maintain levels of vitamin C without continual reliance upon dietary or supplemental sources of vitamin C. This is revolutionary. Vitamin C works by pouring electrons on unbalanced atoms to counter potentially destructive oxygen and nitrogen free radicals. Instead of taking vitamin C pills all day long, similar to using a fire extinguisher over and over, Formula 216 does this 24/7, akin to an internal fire sprinkler system continually pouring electrons on the free radical fire. That makes Formula 216 the world's first stress-responsive vitamin C pill, rapidly elevating vitamin C levels in response to biological or mental stress. Now you can do what animals do. Upgrade to Formula 216, the world's first 24/7 vitamin C pill. Call 833-848-2216. That's toll-free, 833-848-2216 for 24/7 vitamin C protection. That's 833-848-2216.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
As I was saying when we went to the break, in the description of today's show in the archives, I have a link to Jeff Bowles, and I really recommend going to the website and reading the history, because I've found it just fascinating. And this book that you can just click and see it and download it from our website, it's a serious book. It's 262 pages. It's not would have been a real typical paperback book if Amazon had decided to let it be published, but we aren't going to keep that information from you, and you can share it with friends. He's not worried about that. He's worried about everybody having the information so we can shut down this pandemic and not have another one. And of course, if you read his other books about vitamin D, then you will know all of the other things that you would be protected from, which is a long list. It's healthybynatureshow.com, or you can shorten it up, hbnshow.com. There's a little menu across the top. You click listen, and one of the options there is archives, and you go to archives and you get today's date, and there you will find the link to the book. And you can read it from that link, or you can download it onto your computer, or probably put it on your tablet or reading device and take it with you. And I just really appreciate not only your being with us today, Jeff, but the work that you've done and your generosity in giving it away to save lives rather than just hanging on and waiting for somebody to publish it so you could make some money on it.
Yeah, that's all right. I've got enough money for the most part, but so I figured I'd just give it away for free and be a good guy. And then, but it does have two ads for my other books in there, so it's from a financial point of view, it's not a total loss.
No. Well, and the more we can spread that kind of information, that's why I do this show. It's a terrible business model. I never did it to make money, and it's a good thing that wasn't my goal because I would have failed.
Can I tell you about the one last study that came out on just in September?
Yes.
So all this time I was telling people, in my book, my mailman had a sister. He said, she can't breathe. What should I do, Jeff? And I said, I'll give her 50,000 units of D3 a day until she gets better. She was fine in a week, and it turns out she did have the virus. But the study came out September 3rd from Spain, a controlled placebo, whatever. Where they gave one group vitamin D3 and the other group no D3. And it turns out the vitamin D3 group taking high doses, very high doses, they had a 96% reduction in intensive care unit admissions and no deaths.
I'm sorry we are out of time, but thank you.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.